Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Now here on 98FM, we are obsessed with Dancing with the Stars and we are absolutely delighted to be joined by a very familiar face from our screens every Sunday evening. Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the judge, that is Karen Byrne.
Good morning. The judge. I'm still not used to people saying that.
Yes.
I know, I need to get over myself.
You need
now,
to get over
I?
Yourself.
That was so January.
let me ask you actually an interesting question. When were you, because obviously you won the show.
Twice.
Yeah. But I mean, you won the most recent series before this one. Do you like me with Big Brother? You won it twice. So
we don't like to brag.
No, not at all. So modest. When were you first approached
about
being a judge? And when you got the call or the email, were you a bit like, is this for real? What's going on here?
100%. I was thinking, is this for real? It was kind of something that I floated, I suppose, as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
For probably about 2 seasons. I was like, there's loads of space at that judge's desk. And then when I won with Jason and after dancing with him and kind of having that bit of a different journey on the show, because obviously no matter who you're dancing with, it's a new journey. But with Jason, it was completely different for me.
Of course.
I just felt that was a nice way, if possible, to do. Like, I never wanted to leave the show. The show is it's in me blood. I'm obsessed with it. I feel like I've grown up on the show like 8 years.
And you're an OG. You've been on it from the very start. Not a lot of people can say that.
I know. It's mad. And for, like, to be an Irish dancer on such an unreal show in Ireland, like, everyone loves the show.
Yeah.
There's no one that doesn't like it.
It's a feel-good family show, isn't it? Everyone sits around the telly on a Sunday night and just gets involved in it.
Yeah.
And also loves to critique it themselves as well.
Oh, even though loads you might of judges
have
at home.
No dancing experience whatsoever, but you're like, I could do better than that. Or else you're watching and you're like, whoa.
I was looking and I always loved the judges on the show, but I suppose I was looking at Strictly. That's their format. They have four judges.
Yes.
Anton was a previous dancer. So it was something that was in the back of my mind going, wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah.
So when I eventually did get the phone call of like, okay, like I put it to them. I was like, please, I'd love to do something like that. Of course, just thinking there's absolutely no way that's going to happen. But when I got the phone call to come in and have a meeting, I was just thinking it was to go in and chat about who I'm going to be dancing with for this season. And then when I went in and they said it was a possibility, sure, I didn't know what to say. I couldn't believe it. Like, I could not believe it.
In a way, I'm going to say you manifested it. Obviously, you put in all the hard work. You've won twice. You're a consistent on the show. Everyone loves you on the show. The audience loves you. So in a way, you put in the hard work. You obviously did manifest it. You sowed the seed with the right people.
I suppose I did, but it was always going to be like everyone keeps saying, what's the transition like? Is it weird for you that you are a dancer? That's your team and now you're on the other side. I hate looking at it like that. It's not the other side. I'm on the judge's desk and I'm cheering all the pro dance and the celebs on because they're all doing unreal.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that I'm sitting now with the other three judges. I'm still the same person. I still say what I would say up to the other celebrities. Like, remember, even up when we're in the box, I would say, oh, Brian, that was brilliant and that.
Yep.
Go for it. Do this a little bit more. Just sell yourself. That's what I feel I'm doing anyway, but I just have a seat to sit down on the show, which is nice.
What do you think is the biggest difference or maybe the biggest learning you've found from transitioning from pro dancer to a judge?
The hardest part for me is that you're actually sitting and people don't realise live television, you have to come up with comments really quick, off the cuff, and you only have a certain amount of time. As we all know, I love to talk, so... Yeah. And like, I'm told, no, you only have about 20 seconds. I'm like, what is 20 seconds worth of talking? I don't know. Someone just tell me when to stop talking. So that for me is, it's kind of every week I'm learning as I go. Like, I'm still learning. I'm going to be learning forever. But it's a challenge that every week when I come off show, I feel I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. There's still loads I need to work on. I'm not saying I'm brilliant.
I wanted you to bite at Brian Redman. I wanted you to bite into her. And you actually do.
When he says
stuff,
with him.
When he says stuff, you're like, are you for real? You're watching the same stuff I'm watching. Needed that.
But then also, I'm thinking, oh my God, am I got, like, right, so imagine I'm sitting in this chair. I'm thinking, should I have said that? Am I over talking somebody? Because I never want to come across that I'm rude, that I'm speaking over someone. But sometimes, naturally, I'm probably saying what people are saying at home. But all this is going on in my head. I'm like, I'm only learning. I'm speaking over him. I'm not letting him talk, even though I'm picking up for some. And you're doing all that while there's live telly going on. And then Jen comes and Karen. And then you're like, what am I to say now?
And you're like, I've only got 20 seconds.
Literally.
I didn't know you liked talking.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
She went from pro dancer to judge on Dancing with the Stars. We are joined by the gorgeous Karen Byrne. Now, we have to talk about series 2 of the show. because you were partnered.
I was just about to say, what was series two? Yeah, Jake, sorry.
Don't let him hear that.
Oh, he'd be tuning in, he'd be raging.
There you go. Jake was your dance partner. You won the show as well. I want to know, right, because I just have this vision of the both
here
of you at home still doing all the dances from the
full
show.
On.
Is
we
that the case?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that image.
But Jake, I think he thinks he's better than he is.
Oh.
So like,
I hope he is listening.
Like, he's like full on banging out with Cha-Cha in the kitchen. And I'm like, Jake, you haven't improved since season two. You're in the studio every day when I'm teaching. Like, surely you should be better than you are.
Stop.
Yeah, he loves, like, he absolutely loves dancing and loves watching it, loves the show. But yeah,
he's your biggest supporter.
Oh,
it's like Arthur's. Oh, like listen, I married well. You could marry well too. Wink, wink.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
We
wink, wink.
We got the good guys. We got the good. Do
yeah.
you ever think? Now, remember last year?
Yeah.
I came back and I did Riverdance. Why are you laughing at?
Yeah, actually, that was unbelievable.
My river dancing, my
you
dance.
Are, you
I mean,
were. You were too good for river dance.
I was
actually.
Too good for river dance.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Dancing with the Stars? The All Stars.
Oh.
And if Jay coming back, how could you critique him?
Oh, I could. Of course I could critique him.
Oh, I could.
But hang on a second. I wouldn't be critiquing him. I'd be like, I'm stepping down. Now I have to dance again.
Oh.
Who's going to dance with
no,
him?
No, you wouldn't.
Who's going to dance with him?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't trust anybody with my Jay.
The season I was on the show and I got them, they were whining and dining me for months. Do it. I was like, no, do it. No. And then I met with Adam Byrne in the Westbury. The tea was flowing.
The Westbury?
The Westbury. They were bougie. And they were like, who do you want? And I went, you know what? I think Karen and I would have a lot of fun.
No way. Did you actually say
I said, yes, but because you only had Darren Kennedy, another Irish gay. So they obviously wanted to mix it up. And I got Laura Nolan, who was new to the show.
I can't believe you asked me. I think we would have had, now in fairness, when we were on the show, he just used to make me belly laugh
all the time.
Because he was so stressed not to like make a mistake, bless him.
I know.
He was masking it with comedy instead.
Oh, he's just, you're very funny.
My dancing wasn't
the best.
We
wouldn't have got nothing done, though, in fairness.
Look, Laura and I chatted and went out and everything, but you and I would have got nothing done.
No, like, I would be like, tell me another story.
Yeah,
we would have got in trouble.
Yeah, no, I love getting in trouble, though.
Do you?
Sometimes.
You might get in trouble for these quickfire questions, Karen, that we have.
Is this like a quiz now?
No. It's just quickfire questions.
I never got these sent to me beforehand.
They're fun.
It's unfair.
You'll be fine.
Okay. Listen, when you're a judge for more than 1 year, we'll send you the questions.
There you go.
Question number one, Karen. What is your number one song that gets you up and dancing?
Oh.
Pop star, any pop star you like? Favourite song of the moment?
Do you know who I love? Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Any song in particular?
What's me treadmill song? It's like a really, you wouldn't think you'd be running on the treadmill to Stevie Wonder.
Is it a ballad?
Yeah.
I'll come back to that.
Right, okay.
What is your go-to treat after the show on a Sunday?
Do you have to ask? A spicy tray.
Ooh,
yeah.
Which is basically salt and chilli chicken, chips and a bit of barbecue sauce.
Oh, I might try that. That's
oh,
nice.
Oh, nice. Barbecue. Don't go for the curry. Barbecue is underrated.
Mm. Satay sauce is also nice.
You like that. And Brian also likes ketchup but we won't
on
talk
everything.
About that. Question three, Karen. Who is the pro dancer with the best music taste?
Oh,
best music taste?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we kind of get given our songs, so that's a hard one.
Just say you when you were a pro dancer.
Me.
You. Obviously.
You yeah, thanks.
Thank God,
Brian.
This is the last one. You're struggling here, darling.
I am struggling. Quick fire, yeah, right.
Well, I think I know the answer to this. Best fashion sense on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, we'll have to go with Brian and Arthur.
Thank you.
Oh, together.
It has to be Arthur. That's actually serious, though. Come on. He just put frills on frills. A normal suit is like a completely transformed suit.
I didn't know that a suit he wore last week was two suits put together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's a
very
full-on
into
diva.
The,
yeah. Like, he's a diva.
Do you enjoy the dressing up and the hair and the makeup on the show? And do you worry about that stuff or not?
Oh, I worry about it. Of course I do. It's so stressful because everyone has an opinion about what you wear. Now, having said that, we all do with everybody what they wear and we like to comment. But I actually just like having fun with the outfits. Every week I want to do something completely different. But I do love going home then getting into my pyjamas and my dressing gown.
We all love that. And it's the semi-final on Sunday. Huge good luck with the semi-final. Karen Byrne, thank you for joining us. A big round of applause.
Thank you.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.